All right. Are we ready for a fun lesson tonight in God's Word? Sure. Let's have a little fun, okay? Genesis chapter 1. It's not going to get any earlier than this. Genesis chapter 1. Right? And thank you. See, I get more amens in the first sentence this evening than I thought I had a good message this morning, but I felt like I was pulling teeth. Like, can I get a witness? Maybe it hit close to home with a few of our peeps. I don't know. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read verse 1 and verses following, okay? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth, notice carefully, was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Let's write that word down, deep. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, that word hovering in the Hebrew, it gives the impression of a hen sitting on eggs and brooding. It's like an incubator, okay? This is the way God created everything. The Spirit of God hovered over the darkness on the face of the earth. And then, verse 3, notice also over the face of the what? It's an open book quiz, people. Waters. You don't get past chapter 1, verse 2, and there's already deep, and there are waters. Okay? Verse 3, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, please note, this is not the creation of the sun, is it? It is not the creation of the sun. The book of Psalms, Psalm 119, says, the entrance of your word brings light. Okay? So then we have light that is not from any celestial star, is it? Right? Isn't the sun created, not created till verse 14? Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from night. Right? What day was that? The fourth day? The sun, all the celestial stars were not created till the fourth day. So what light, what is the source of the light that we see in verse 2? God's Word. Right? The entrance of God's Word brings light. Okay. So now let's move on. And God saw the light and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. But understand, there are no sun and moon, right? Right? That's not till what day? Fourth day. Very good. And the darkness he called night, so the evening and the morning were the first day. Notice verse 6, special attention to verse 6. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. I would like to see other translations. Isn't there another translation that uses the word expanse?
Yes.
What about other translations? Firmament. Okay, expanse. Let's use the word expanse. That are supposed to divide what? Water from okay, who believes these were clouds? I don't believe those were clouds. Can you have clouds without sunlight? Right, Mr. Genius? You cannot have clouds without sunlight. The sun wasn't created till day 4. So what is he talking about dividing water from water? Okay. This is the earth. Waters in the earth. Waters above the earth. And this is the expanse. Okay? Nobody freak. Don't pick up your stones and call me a heretic. I'm trying to get to something, okay? This is water. This is water on earth. Is there land yet? No. But what was there in verse 2 that the Spirit of God hovered over? Waters. And that was called the deep. So this, my friends, the expanse of the sky is called deep. He hovered over the deep. Now, hold your thought. Once again, just follow me. We're just beginning. Do I have your attention now? How many of y'all know that Genesis is a little more involved than we probably initially thought? Okay, so he says, verse 7, thus God made the firmament and divided waters which were under the firmament, which were on where? If they're under the firmament, what is the firmament? The expanse, right? So if the waters are under the firmament, they are where? The earth. And then he said, from the waters which were above the firmament or above the expanse, and it was so. Okay? Why is that important to note? Look at verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second sky. Okay, so what is this called also? No. Verse 8. Heaven. Okay. The Bible makes mention of three heavens. Right? Go with me to, hold your finger in Genesis 1. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians 12. Who would like to read verse 2, please? Verse 2 of 2 Corinthians 12.
I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows.
Okay. So Paul had an experience that caused him, whether he was aware or not of having, whether it was an out-of-body experience or not, he does not know. But he does know that he was caught up to what kind of heaven?
Third heaven.
Okay, so let's talk about the first and second and third heaven very quickly. First heaven is the atmosphere. The different layers, right? Griffin? We've had conversations about the different layers, the ozonosphere, the mesosphere.
Troposphere, stratosphere.
Those. Thank you, sir. He's my thesaurus, Andy here. Exactly. That's the first heaven. All the different physical spheres. And then you have the second heaven, which is the spiritual world, which the Bible calls in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, heavenly places or heavenly realms. That's the second heaven. That is where all the angels are. That is where all the demons are. Okay? And then the third heaven is where God sits on his throne. It is the heaven of heavens. So far, so good. So this heaven then is what heaven? That's right, the first heaven. It's going to come in handy. Okay? The first heaven. All right, so where did all the water come from when God rained and flooded the earth? From the heavens. Turn with me to Genesis. Well, before we go to Genesis 8, go with me to Genesis 2. Because then it begs the question, please remember, had it rained in the garden before Noah? Had it rained on planet Earth? No. So how was the garden watered? Let's look at the scripture, people. Please put a pause on your answers. Where did the dew come from? I was one of those pesky kids that always wanted to know why. Okay, who would like to read verses 5 and 6 of Genesis 2, please?
And no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. but streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground.
Wow. Streams came up from where? The whole earth. Is there anybody's translation that uses the word deep in verse 6? Nope. Okay, let's move on. Go with me to Genesis 8. So the earth was watered from inside of it, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Weren't the streams, the mist? Genesis chapter 8. Okay. Notice, God in Genesis 6, God judges. God decides to judge the whole world, right? Imagination, the imaginations of humans were evil all the time. It repented the Lord that he had made man and woman. Okay? So chapter 7, the Lord speaks to Noah to build the ark. Chapter 8, who would like to read verse 1 of chapter 8?
Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him. God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided.
Okay, the waters subsided, but where did these waters come from? Okay, let's go back to verse 7. Who would like to read verse 11 and 12?
Chapter 7.
Please. Okay, two sources from which the rain came from, right? Notice verse 11. What are the two sources? The deep and?
The spring.
In the heavens. So the rains come from the water above the heavens, and the waters also came from the same place that the mist came from that watered the garden. So the flood came from below, and the flood came from above. Right? Okay. So far, so good, everybody. I'm not labeled a heretic yet. Now, yeah. You're like, Pastor, you better pull a bunny out of that hat. Or okay, so we see this. Now, what caused the waters to subside? We just read it. Chapter 8, verse 1. The wind, okay? Notice, the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. So listen, the fountains of the deep. Remember we said that the deep was basically two places. Underground, and the deep was where? The Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters, and that was known as the deep. So some of them evaporated, the waters evaporated, right? And the rest went back to the earth. Let me ask you a question. Did we have spring, summer, fall, and winter before this? Mr. Genius has it right. Why do you say no, Mr. Genius?
Because the earth was like a bird.
That's right.
There was no need
for seasons, right? Okay, so let's look at this. Let's illustrate it instead of explaining it. Incidentally, if y'all took science, who remembers the term the Pangea? Nope. Griffin, I knew you would say yes. What is a Pangea?
Basically, all the continents were together.
That's right.
Because of continental drift, then they split apart.
Smart young man. So we had one landmass. We didn't have separated continents. Like, I mean, if you look at a world map, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You could piece it together. Because of the oceanic rifts, it caused continental drifts and separation of continents. All right. So what happened then? This water that was above the earth. Let's take note of that. This water that was above the earth flooded. It emptied out. It's also known as the windows of what? The windows of, we just read it, heaven. The windows of heaven were open, right? They flooded the earth. And so how do we get this? Let me ask a question. Where do we come up with the polarized caps? If we didn't have seasons, then we can conclude, Mr. Genius, that the earth was not at an axis, right? Right? Don't we have the seasons because the earth currently now is on an axis?
Yes.
So what happened to the earth? The Lord gave the earth a nudge, put it on a 23-degree axis. What would happen to the waters? Well, please understand, part of the waters went back to the earth. The other waters, they came and froze in the caps. Not all the waters, some of the waters. We would have some city flooding. It wouldn't flood the whole earth. These caps would not if they melted. But we would have significant flooding in coastlands. Did you want to say something, sir? No? So far, so good? Somebody read verse 22 of Genesis 8.
As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
So when did the seasons begin? Genesis 8:22. God said to Noah, from here on, as long as the earth remains, there will be... Read it again, please.
Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night.
There you go. The seasons. And how do we get the seasons? Because now, here's the sun. This is winter. This is summer. Right? As we're approaching winter, Australia is approaching summer. Because the earth is on a axis. Does that make sense now? Go with me to 2 Peter. So far, so good?
Yes.
Who's learning something new tonight? Just Miss Karen. Bless God, Miss Karen. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're the only teachable soul here tonight. 2 Peter 3. Yes, 2 Peter. Yes, sir. Thank you. 2 Peter 3, 5. Notice, for this they willingly forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. So wrap your mind around that. The earth was standing how? Out of water and in the water. Wasn't all the water in the face of the deep the in the water, and the earth was out of water? And verse 6 says that's what caused the flood. Comments, questions? Good teaching? All right. I gave you all the scriptures I possibly know how, so you can tell that I'm not making this up. Okay, incidentally, that's called the crystalline canopy theory.
So whenever the waters receded, is that when land masses separated?
No, that would be farther on down. Once the earth was given, the waters receded with that nudge the Lord gave the earth. I believe that's why the waters receded, because the Lord had put the earth on its axis, and then he informed Noah that from that point on it was going to be different seasons on earth. Because before, if you have a canopy like that, what does that do to the sunlight? It disperses the sunlight equally throughout all the earth, doesn't it? So all the temperature around the earth is the same with that water canopy and you don't have the UV rays. And here's something interesting. When God did that, put the earth on its axis, and there was no more canopy around the earth, the age of people began to lower significantly. They no longer live for 900 years. They live for 120 years. The book of Psalms says the average age of a person is 75 or 70, or by reason of strength, maybe 80 years. Right? Does that answer your question? No? What's your question again?
My question was, whenever the waters receded, is that whenever the land masses?
No, I believe that there's a scripture in Genesis 10 that alludes to that there was a division on earth. And I think that's at the end of Genesis 10. Okay. All right? Anybody else? I couldn't do this without the assistance of Mr. Genius here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, to learn some of the fun stuff that really has no relevance to our day-to-day living, Father, but it is nice to study out and to research and to see it on a big picture manner. We thank you for your blessing upon this fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.